Now, we were surprised at the size of the Croatian conventions, but apparently there are quite a number of large conventions in Europe.
Yes. Well, I was surprised when I found out that Istrakon was larger than Sverakon. Mm-hmm. I was particularly glad that they had George R. R. Martin and didn't have many more people than we did last year, because they capped it off at 1,300.
Right.
And I kept waiting for the entire Eurocon to say, can I please say there's 1,305 people? That didn't happen. I was very sorry. And then Cheryl Morgan said, yes, but Eastercon has supporting members and you guys don't. So they didn't really have 1,300 people there.
Wow.
They had some supporting members and they are actually counting. I was like, okay, yes, I'm now. And then, of course, the Finns come and say, 1,300 people, are you kidding? They have FinCon. And a couple years back, they merged with a big anime con. And they like have 25,000 people come. And the Finnish con is free. No membership.
That would be so good.
So they have excellent funding. The people who are running it do grants all the time. They write it year in, year in, out.
Yeah.
And I've heard it's awesome. I've never actually been, but that's something to think about when you have like the Finnish bidding for Worldcon in 2013. You know, they might work it out so there's no membership. God knows.
But it's hard enough to find people at a Worldcon even when it's small, like the Australian ones.
Clearly we need much better government funding.
If you had a Worldcon that had 25,000 plus people at it, how would you ever find anyone?
Well, that's the thing. So what I know, Finnish fandom, at one point some of the fans said, yes, this is huge success, this is big, this is everything, but we really missed the beginning. So
yep.
They have a smaller con this year, I think it's sometime in May, and I don't know how to pronounce it because I don't speak Finnish. It's A con, but the A has a little thingy on top.
Yes.
And I don't know how to pronounce that, so I'm sorry about that, Finland. And that's a small con, and they deliberately put it on a peninsula island down there. It's hard to get to, it's not very cheap, so if you're only a real hardcore fan, you'll go there, and
yes,
it's like their version of a reader con, relaxy con.
Yeah.
Thing, and the place where it happens is 80% Swedish speaking, so actually Swedish and Finnish fans meet there as well, and I know there are some UK fans who go regularly as well.
And how big is this small con?
I'm thinking 300 people this week. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I have not looked at the numbers.
Yeah.
Maybe it's really small, maybe it's big, I have no idea. I mean, you know, maybe it's big in our terms. Maybe it has 1,000 people. Who knows?
I mean, we've organized small cons with 10 people.
Yes, we have.
But they were really nice 10 people.
They were.
Yes. They were an excellent 10
people.
They were.
That's very true.
And they were very good company.
Yes.
And then you have people like the Polish Beer Con. And they talked at the last year, Ian Manos, again, was their guest, and he said, what an awesome 4,000 people, and we're like, damn, they're so big. And this year, I inquired before I went to Australia, because they have just done one in March, and they capped off at 11,300 people. And it's a multi-genre fan-run con in Poland, and I've never been, but I'm definitely going next year.
So what was that called again?
Beercon,
I thought it said Beercon. Beercon would have explained it.
No.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah. So, actually, the FinCon and the PeerCon, as far as I know, would be the biggest conventions in Europe across the board, and then.
And they actually dwarf the size of the Worldcon even in the US.
Yes, they do. But I'm pretty confident if there were to be a Worldcon anywhere in Germany or Poland or Croatia or anywhere where the Eastern European fans could, there would be droves of them.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be that many Americans, but there would be enormous amounts of all the European fans who's always dreamed of coming to Worldcon but could never afford it, not even when it was in London.
So why isn't there a Worldcon in Europe?
It's not the same. They tried doing that with a Eurocon,
yes,
and still it doesn't attract more than about 300 guests from outside.
I don't remember what the numbers were at Gen Con.
I think it's the guests. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just trying to think how big the Worldcon in Den Haag was.
I have no idea.
We'll find out.